Good morning, Masechet Babat Tzia, Daf Lamed Tet. We're starting Lamed Chet Amud Bet, and this year is being broadcast from Memphis, Tennessee. Motzei Shabbos, we're going to dedicate the Shul Nishmat, everyone who's died in this war, to the soldiers and to civilians. And with two soldiers now that died.
And Eli
Tzair. For the Neshoma. Because she is well to Dina Oriah, but Yudit and Moshe Isaacson for her Shiva. To all the Psuim, Chatufim, she will be returned safely. Hashem. Okay, we're starting at the bottom of Lamed Chet Amud Bet. In the Sugi over here of Shvuim, Amash, in Yana de Yoma. So the Gemara is a question we discussed over here about the idea of Mori putting someone to look after the property that was of somebody who was taken captive. So the Gemara says Mordin Kobli Nixa Shavu Tanahi. So we saw Machlokes Amoraim, whether you can or can't give someone to take over the land. We already saw early on we had a Machlokes between Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yochanan and Lach Rashbag, and it was Chachamim, whether you do or you don't, can you sell or can't you sell. We said So the question is it, so the Gemara says Machloket Tanaim. Now the Gemara tries to prove it's a Machloket Tanaim by a bit of a difficulty, because really, what is the idea of a Shavui? So someone who's taken captive is somebody who's around, he's alive, but he's not on his property. So the question is, why isn't he there? So a person who's not there because he was by force, there's some sort of ones involved that he can't be there. Right, so we're going to see a distinction between a shavui, and then we're going to have nechasim netushim, which are abandoned, and nechasim retushim. The Gemara's going to make a distinction. All these three types, we'll get there in a moment. And we're going to see through a machlok between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim to understand with regards to nechasim netushim. Netushim are abandoned, that why they natush, the Gemara's understanding why they, the other Gemara's going to discuss shavui, taken captive, and then property that's natush. We're going to see that there's an attempt to translate that property that's natush. Why has it been abandoned? Because the guy's a shavui, because he's taken captive. That's how we're going to prove the Machloket Tanaim. So, at face value, you don't see the Machloket Tanaim. You're just looking straightforward. But if you look in a little bit deeper, you see. So, the Gemara's like, what's the Machloket? Titania, are you ready? Nichsei shavui. If a person, let's say someone's taken captive, and somebody goes onto their field, right? We had yesterday Mamash Mashinu Va. So I sort of stammered. It's coming up right now, right? That's where we ended, right? So he said, yeah, Titania Renik Shavui, a person who goes and starts working land of the Bratan captive, and Motzino Tomiyar. You don't make him leave. Velo od says the Gembrita, Elafilu Shema, Shemam Shechin Uvain, right? That the owners are on their way back. The kadam v'tlash v'chal. The guy, before the owners get there, quickly gets on there and he does what he can and he chaps a bit of food and he consumes whatever the story is. You know what? So good for him. We don't do anything. We say good for him. It's his. Even though the guys are on their way back, we say mamam shechelu bar. It doesn't matter niskar. And the writer says, what are the nichsei shvuyin? What examples of nichsei shvuyin of land of God taken captive? His father got forbid, or his brother got forbid, or chad bin Amoshin. One of the guys he would inherit from, halchu lehen matayam, they went overseas, v'shamu bahen shemet, and here's what they died. That's how the Gemara says what nichsei shavuya. Then the Gemara says you're ready nichsei netushim, right? If you go now, if there's been abandoned land, then you start working it. There we said motzira tomiyado, that you do make him leave the land. And the Gemara says, what's Nichsei Netushim, the writer? What examples of that? Hareshaya Aviv, Achiv, Echav, Echad, Ben Moshe, Samad, his father, brother, one of the guys you inherit from. They went overseas. Velo Shamu Behem Shemait. Right now, the first case, they heard they were dead. This case, they never heard that they were dead. So the Gemara actually, even though the Gemara called the first example Shavui, this is really the example that we're speaking about of a Shavui, a guy taken captive. Why? Because if he went overseas and he's not dead. He's put in jail and he's not dead. He's been in captive and he's not dead. That's more the example we're speaking about. And here, I'm Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Shamati, Shanetushim, Keshvuyin. So Tanakama says that Netushin, right? You do make him leave, and Rabbi Shimon Gamma says, no, Netushim or like Shvuyim, just like in Shvuyim, so you don't make him leave. Rabbi Shimon Gamma says, you don't make him leave. So that's the question, Moridin or Ain Moridin? Seems like Rabbi Shimon Gamma says, Moridin, right? And Rabbi and Tanakama saying, Ain Moridin, you can't put a guy there on land taking captive. Everybody with me? That's how they want to stand it. And the Greek is the third example of Yahya, Red and Nichsei Ritushim. So we've got Shvuyim, Netushim, and Ritushim. What is Ritushim? Right, so what is Ritushim? Rashi says here, Rashi, look at Rashi, the very last lines at the bottom there, the first wide line, at the end, right at the end. Shnechasim Ritushim, or come first look at Ritushim. Rashi says, we'll see just now in a moment, what's Ritushim? Mashmash she azvum ba'alim midatam. They left on with their own volition, they left the country on themselves. V'achulim, they went. And the Chayvan Hayal Litzavot, he should have dedicated somebody to take over his land, and he didn't. V'lot tziva, shma mina, lo nichay, he didn't want them to take it over. ונטושים שנטשום בעליהם בעל כוחן, כגון שנשבו. שזה יהיה רשי, ונטושים בעליהם בעל כוחן, כגון שנשבו, לבית הן קפטר, והיינו תנאי דרבנן שמסבר מורדים, רבנן סבר לא מורדים. ונטושים, רשי says, is here, this is the way that, so this was ritushim, we just spoke about, God's brother, and רשי goes back now and explains, what's נטושים? This is what I just said a moment ago, how do you know the מחלוקת, between תנקם and רשבג is about, batch land what we calling a shavui. He says, but netushim, what is netushim, says Rashi? She natshum balehem ba'al korchan kagon she nashbu. It was against their wills. So example that they were taken captive. So ritushim is when they chose to leave. Netushim is when they were dealt against their will. And that's what a shavui is, a guy who's taken captive, he's against his will. That's where we see the machlok raviyah, and Rashi says, v'hainu t'nai, this is the t'nai, rabbanan sabre moridin, that you can let them go there. Rabbanan sabre ain't moridin. Okay, that is Rabbi Shimon, sorry, Sava Moridin, and Rabbi Nansa and Moridin. So that is the machloket over there. So now the Gemara, everybody with me? Right, pretty clear? Okay. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says, Mashnai henech the karole netushim, umashnai henech the ani the karole netushim. Another Rashi, the Gemara says, which Rashi already answered, what's between netushim and retushim? And now Adav starts, and the Gemara says like this, netushim the baal korchach, netushim is against their will. Natush, they couldn't help it. Vashviti shmetena untashta, like the shmita you, what shmita? You have to leave it against your will. Right, the Rashi says, hayna korcho, afkete demalke, that's like a decision of the king. Right? In other words, the king forces you to leave. Afkaata, you have to abandon the Rashi's mitzvah tamelech. And Ritushim is dimidatcha, for datan, your own choice. Dichtiv im albanim rucha. The bride says, okay, tala v'chulim shamilen. Okay. So that's the pshat over there. I'm not sure what that pasuk is about, to be honest. Now the Gemara goes on and says, Tana v'chulam shamilen karis. And all of these people that ultimately went down to work this land, if they have to leave the land because the owners come back, Shamin lahem karis. We pay them like a sharecropper. Right? Pay them like a sharecropper. The Gemara says, V'kulam roshamin lahem karis. Right? Rashi Zaviya karis. Im yavo abali mitlu eilu b'sheva karkot parut kaminag arisei amakum. Like whatever the minag of the town is. If it's a quarter, if it's a third, if it's a half, whatever the case is. The Gemara says, ahai. What are we talking about, right? When we say ahai, we mean like what are we talking about? What which land are we speaking about that they become an aris? We've seen three types. So shvuyim, retushim, and netushim. If the Rashi did explain that netushim is like shvuyim, but what are you talking about? Ilema ashvuyim. If you're going to tell me that on ashvuyim they become like a sharecropper, I don't understand. Hashto kuntanakam at least, what do we say? Zaris vediskava. Whatever he got. He took the prop, he took whatever he took. Right, look at Rashi. Avitol Akol, whatever you grab, my Shebach mibay. What do you mean from the Shebach? What Shebach is there? We're going to give him like an aris. They're already taken everything. And it must be on the Ritushim. Must be on the Ritushim. This guy that was abandoned, he ran away, he didn't appoint anybody else. Right? And it's going to say, but what do you mean like Ritushim? We saw there that for Ritushim we said, Motsi Moto Miyado, we take it away. Right, we he doesn't keep it. It says Ella on Netushim. So the Gemara says, no, not Ritushim, on Netushim. Right? So we're not talking about the Ritushim land, we're talking about the Netushim. And he has a machloket, remember? The Gemara says, Leman. Who according to who? Does he become a sharecropper? Elam Rabbanan Amrei Motzino Biyado. If it's Rabbanan, they said we got to get him off there. And Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Hamar Shamat Nutushim Keshvuyin. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, then Nutushim Alak Keshvuyin. Which means what? Moridin, that he can be there, he can stay there, it's his. The one says, no, Keshvuyin. We'll explain that. What does it mean, Keshvuyin? Velo Shvuyin. Really, we talk about a type of case where the guy like Shvuyin, not Shvuyin. What type of land do we have that's like Shvuyin, not Shvuyin? So yeah, Keshvuyin, the Amut Biyado. In the case of Shvuyin, we're like, where we don't take him out, like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. And in the case of Shvuyin, we said that the guys Veniska of Iluhacha Shamin like Aris. So the Shvuyin land is like it's in the Tushin land. We're talking about a situation where it's got elements of Shavui and not Shavui. So on the one hand, on the Shvuyin only, where we heard the guy died, there we say Niska. If it was just Shvuyin where the guy wasn't dead and he was taken captive, so yeah, we say on the one hand we pass the Shvuyin and Gamliel that Moridin. But on the other hand, we said that if the guy comes back, so then we chuck him off and we pay him like an aris. So he says, "Umashna miha." Why is it any different from this case of here? Gemara quotes a Mishnah which Masechet Ketubot said, "Hamotzi otzot al nichsei ishto." If a guy is married to a woman now, and remember the nichsei melog, Rashi points out about nichsei melog. I think also Rashi says we talk nichsei ishto. Yeah, Rashi says yeah nichsei melog shu achil peru v'hakar v'karen shela. If a guy marries a woman and she brings into the wedding nichsei melog, what's nichsei melog? Nichsei melog belongs to her. And if they get divorced or he dies, she gets back the land as it was, right, when it came in. Say whether it got bad or the increased value or the decreased value, matter. But while they're married, whatever benefits accrue to this land, it's his. So now if there's upkeep and maintenance, he's spending on it because he's going to benefit from it. So it's something that breaches our motzi hotel. You spend a lot of money on her assets. Right? Rashi says, call him shematic before they got divorced or died, obviously. We say, listen, it's not compensation. Whatever you spent, you spent. If you did well, fantastic. If you didn't do well, your problem. There's no, you can't say to your wife, listen, when they get divorced, I spent $100,000 fixing up their building now and I only got inside for 3 months of rental, pay me back. No. And vice versa. If you only spend $10,000 selling the property, the market boomed and there was a run on rentals and you suddenly could put your rental price up and you made a killing, at your benefit. So why not the same thing over here with the Shvuyin? While the guy was working the land, he was working the land. And when the guy came back, he's got to leave. Why do we have to say pay him like an aris and compensate him for what his work was? He says, no, it's not similar at all, says the Gemara. Halo damia. Rashi says, this is a terutzahu. Had nikse Shvuyin, lahadi ishto ketana dami. Right? He says, this isn't a good comparison. Comparing your wife's nikse and belog to the Shvuy. And laha, if you want to compare it, the Gemara says, compare it to this. Now the Mishnah takes out the ditznat. It's not a Mishnah. But it's the Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav Chizda, right? The Gemara, that's the Masorah Shas. He said, what did he say? Hamotzi hotzot al nichsei ishto ketana. If you got a young wife. Now, what's the ishto ketana over here? Rashi, the ishto ketana over here is we're talking about a woman whose father died. She was a young girl. And the mother or brothers married her off. So remember, it's a case where the kiddush isn't a doraita. At any given time she wants, while she's a kid, she just walk away. She can do miyun, remember? So really, he hasn't got a proper stake in her properties because there's no proper marriage here. She's been spending the money and she can decide in, I don't know, 3 months' time, she's going to pick up and go. So he says, that's the case. You want to draw a scenario, a similarity to a husband and wife. This is the similarity, not to a regular woman and her ishta and her nichsei melog. He says, here, hamotzi hotzot al nichsei ishto ketana, kemotzi al nichsei acher dami. Right? It's like that. It's like paying money for a stranger. Alma kevan de lo samche date. Therefore, since there's no real peace of mind over here that she's with you for the long run, takinu l'rabanan ki'atchi d'lev sedinu. Then, a case like that, you can get, if you overpaid, if you invested too much and she leaves you before you get in the benefits, you can claim back restitution. Hachanami, so too here, in this case of the karka shavui, of the netushim, takinu l'rabanan ki'atchi d'lev sedinu. So Gemara says, that's the comparison. And anachinami, you get the money, like an aris, even though you had a chance to work there, if you didn't make up back your money, we come to like an aris. And by the way, we learned another locha that a young girl who gets married, her mother and brother's married off to a guy, he too, if he starts investing too much money in her assets and she starts to walk away, he will be compensated before he's got his money back. So Gemara says, okay, that's very, very nice. We now go back and the brighter said, and all of these people, v'chulan. Mishnah says, what's the word v'chulan? All of them. Lituya, what's it coming to include over here? Mishnah says, what's it including is an extra chidush. Lituya, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. What Rav Nachman said, Amar Shmuel, shavui shenishba, moridin karov v'nechasav. Right? So Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel said, a shavui they're within captive, you can put a karov le nichsav. Right? Yatzal da'at ein moridin karov le nichsav. So if he was taken captive, shavui, so then even a relative, right? Look at Rashi over here, the fourth nos, narrow lines of Rashi over here. Lituya had Rav Nachman, boreach machmat mardin. Right? Boreach machmat mardin. If you look at Rashi, in the fourth wide lines below that, explains what machmat mardin means. Says, sharagir ha-nefesh u-parsai horgin al-shvichu dami. If you killed somebody in the Persians running Babel at the time, they would kill you for murder. Remember, we have a comma, we saw this. Mardini, retzicha, b'lashon parsi. Rashi says it's a lashon. Mardin means in Persian, killing. Chafurash b'sharim drav haigon. And in the sharim drav haigon explains this as well. So in a case like that, he says, tells like Rav Nachman, the shvui shenishba moridin kumrich yotzal adat emorid yatzal adat. But if he voluntarily left the grash yatzal adat, the kavan shayah shafui midat to velot tiva belechtol rebbe nechasav shmai lo lichle. But if he left, like we saw property retushim, and he never asked someone to come and look after his property, why didn't he ask that relative? He didn't trust him. So if it's a shavui, you can even put a relative there to look after his property. If the guy left the place on his own and his property's been abandoned, you can't bring a relative, you can bring somebody else. So Gemara says, so that's what the v'chol, right? That's what the Gemara wants to say over here. V'chulam shamilem karis. Who's this chulam? Even relatives on the property for a shavui, but not for a yotzel adab. But for shavui, you can bring a relative. The Gemara says, Rav Nachman didei amar. Rav Nachman himself says, because this was Rav Nachman Shmuel. The Gemara says, Rav Nachman didei amar, boreach arayu k'shavui. Right, Rav Nachman says a boreach is like a shavui. So the Gemara says boreach machmat ma. Depends. What was he running away? Why was he running away? He didn't know about car. If it's a head tax, remember it's compound tax. That means that a guy who's left because of a guy who's leaving intentionally, that's running away. Look at Rashi machmat car. She ain't lo mi mali froa kesef gugal tole melech. Uboreach if nei boz man. He runs away on the tax. The Gemara says that's yotzel adat. Why? Because that's not bahala. What is bahala? Bahala means when a guy is so confused, he's not in the right frame of mind to be able to make decisions. But if a guy's running away because he hasn't got taxes, he can't afford to pay taxes, these are guys who are scheming and they're preparing things, they're normally like in a good state of mind. So if you wanted a relative there, put them there. Right? But a guy's running away because of murder, he killed somebody, he's got no time to think. This guy's getting up and running and he's flying out of here. In a case like that, said that a boreach, there's a shavui, says like Shmuel, that you can't bring somebody there. But a boreach, on the way the Gemara says, that is that a boreach is like a shavui, and therefore a boreach couldn't be. He says, no, that would be a boreach machmat karga. But a boreach machmat mardin, even Rav Nachman himself would agree that you could put a relative there on his land. Because Amar Yudam Shmuel, shavui shenishba, if a person was taken captive, v'heniach kam liktzor, and he had produce, crop on his field that hadn't been harvested yet, or in the store, or grapes hadn't been picked yet, or tamarim nikdor, or tamarim that hadn't been picked yet, or zaitim limsok. You see, the Gemara brings every word, right? We see that in Hebrew all the time, right? That every type of vegetable or fruit has its own term for harvesting. So in English, you just say to harvest. And in grapes, you say, are there different things for grapes? Anybody know in English? When olives and grapes, do you have different words for picking or harvest season? I don't think so, eh? Anybody know? I don't know. Is there? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you do have. I don't know. But in Hebrew, you've got grapes is mesikah. Olives are mesikah, and grapes are betzirah, and produce is ktsirah. Right? So now, if you run away, a person was taken captive, sorry, and he left unfinished business on his field. So Baitin Yordin Chasavamidin Apotropos. A Baitin goes into his field and puts an apotropos in charge there, like a custodian, to look after the show for him. Look at Rashi, the very, very first, very wide line to Rashi. He's going to go pack up the whole place, keep ready for his owners. So yeah, he says, you put an apotropos in first to do the whole story. Then you can bring a relative to Lashbiach Velitol. Right? Then now you can start farming. But first you don't trust the relative, right? To actually harvest the fruits already there. You bring somebody in, and then the relative can come and start working, and he can then afterwards look after the land after that. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Listen to this. Also interesting. Why do we put up a tropus there? Why do we first put up a tropus there, and then afterwards bring in a relative? Leave the apotropos there all the time. And what says now? Apotropos le diknane lo mokminan. Look at this. The diknane, in Aramaic, you see often the dalit and the zayin interchange. So if you read that word with a Zayin, it says, Leziknane. What's Ziknane? To older people. Zakein. So for a Zakein, you don't put up a tropos. Right? Look at Rashi. Why not? He says, Rashi says, hold on. They're second very wide lines. Ain baitin torchin levakesh apotropos laanashim gedolim shnimalei ziknam. Right, you don't put somebody there to an older person. Why? If shaloyim tzu, you won't find somebody to do that. The bishlam aliyat yatme. When it comes to orphans, zikah demash bilei haiva apotropos is a mitzvah. Because it's a mitzvah, the guy will happy to do it if it's a mitzvah. Aval diknane, but for old guys, lo shamelehu. They're not going to apotropos. They're not going to listen to me anyhow. Right, so I'm wasting my time. What am I going to do? They can tell me to do that now better, and they don't want to listen, etc. So I'm wasting. Nobody's going to want to do the job. Okay, now the Gemara says, "Am Ravuna, I'm ain't wording cut lichse shavui v'loch lichse katan." So Gemara says, "Ravuna says as follows: Halacha, you don't bring a katan and lichse shavui, right? So katanim, listen to this, not a relative, a katan. It says, "Lo, ain't wording cut lichse shavui." Rashi says over here, "But afilu hu ra'ui leYosho, right? The kamafsid leyu hu mutav shiurid lehem ish nochri." He says, even if. Right, even if this guy's going to inherit this property, doesn't matter. The kemafsid lehu, he might ruin it. Umutav shuril lehem ish nochi, bring in a stranger. So you don't bring a katan in to nichsei shavui, velo karov. You don't bring a relative. Listen to this: le nichsei katan. If they're kids, you're tomim, right? You don't put a relative in charge. You bring a non-relative. Rashi velo karov. Araui leresh be nichsei katan lasot velechol. Because even this guy might inherit him, right? Even if he might be entitled eventually to benefit from this legally, doesn't matter because he's going to influence the kid. He's going to basically take advantage of him to his benefit. Either he's a relative, right? You think, at the end of the day, it's going to be mine. It's all mine. It's going to act like a bali. Velo karov, machmat karov, lenichsei katan. Now, it just makes you can't bring a relative there. You don't bring even a relative of a relative. Now, how are you a relative of a relative? Rashi gives an example of here. If they're half brothers, let's say that someone's got a half brother. They share a father from a different mother. And then there's another brother who shares a mother from the different father. So these two guys have got the same father and different mothers, and now his half-brother from another mother has got a half-brother from another father. You got it? So there's a father, and a mother in the middle, right? So and another mother. So these two guys, this guy's a son of his father from another mother. He's got a half-brother of a son of his father from another mother, and then his half-brother has got a half-brother from another father. So these two half-brothers on the ends have got no relation to the guy in the middle, but they're both half-brothers of the guy in the middle. So this is the katan, this is your relative, this is the relative of the relative. You can't bring that guy as a apotropos either. Right? That's from his mother, from a brother, from his mother. Velo karov lenichse katan. Right, and not a karov of the nichsei katan. Why? Kevin delo machi atay lachzuk. He can't. The katan's got no influence of him. He's going to take advantage of him as well. Okay, so the bottom line is, all these reasons are to prevent guys from overtaking and abusing their situation. So now, Kevin lemelozuk. It's Amar Rav Shmami. Now Rav says, if Rav Huna is right, ein machzikin benichsei katan. Right, va'afilu hikdil. When Rav Huna says that you can't take other that, even if the guy grew up, look at that. Hakata mished tocho, v'achlo gimel shani lufana b'shigdil, lo have chazoka. What does it mean? Ein machzikin. We know that once a person's work property is if it's his own, and no one's objected to him for 3 years, that becomes, he gets a chazoka, right? He can now say it's mine. So he's saying over here, so it says over here, Rava, from Rav Huna's learning that you can't put a nichzei katan, afilu, even if he now, he grew up, look, hakatan mished tocho. Right? So this katan, after you stuck a katan there, because you aren't allowed to put a katan there to look after nichsei, the very first lach was, I mean, anymore didn't katan nichsei shavui. If a guy's shavui, you put a katan, you shouldn't put a katan there. So if you didn't, he was there even for 3 years. We ignored that he was ever there, so you can't get a chazok. You know, the kid's now grown up. He said, what do you want? I've been here for 5 years, but it doesn't matter. Right? Velo amra ele ba'achay da'ava. So now he says, velo amra ele ba'achay da'ava. And he says, now this is only, he wants to start limiting it. When we said ein word din kavlich sekata, that's only if he's a relative on the father's side. But if he's got a relative on the mother, we don't worry. Why? Because the relative on the mother says he's got no real claim to that land anyhow. It's only through his father they have claim to the land. If they're brothers on the mother's side, except with fathers, each one's going to inherit their father's land, so we don't worry about it. And he says even further, when we said even the father's brother, we're talking about what? Elibarati, we're talking about land. We're worried about actual land. Sadot, Rashi says field. About Babate. If it's houses, we don't worry. Lakeland Ba, why don't we look at Rashi? Because he says, Shasheni meidim alehem shebao lechelko shel katan. The kids the neighbors will testify, they know that the katan, right, he's the shavuya that he hasn't really got rights there, he's looking after. But after the Gemara says, even in on fields, also we said that there's not a problem with fields, Ella, the law avid itada. Then after the shtal chalukah shechalku mitchila, rak habamot lo saru betargimin b'mata lo atedu. So yeah, that if there wasn't a proper shtal chalukah of the Yerusha, the proper shtal chalukah of the Yerusha, we can see that what's his and what isn't his, and who got what, and the guy's a shavu, but the title is on his name, we don't have to worry. But avi itada, kali itada, kali, so we're not going to worry. And it comes along, the Gemara says, all these limitations, for law here are not correct. Bottom line is, loshna chay da abba, loshna chay, makes if it's written for the mother or the father, loshna rata, loshna bata, makes if it's houses or if it's fields, loshna abba didn't make it was a title, the proper separation of estate, loshna rata, lo machtina, full stop, you don't put a katan onto a shavu's land, end of story. Makes no difference what the situation is, we don't put them there, and you can't have a katan looking after a field. That's loch elamase. The word means a story, ahi safta, terrible story this. I thought it was looking like the Bieber's kids, where you think like the mother and the father, and kids get taken captive. Devastating. Look at the story. There was a grandmother. She had three daughters. Ishtabai, she was taken captive. Ihi v'chade barta. She and one of her daughters. Now, honestly, 6 months ago, this Gemara would seem so like off the charts to us, like I think ancient history. Right, Eva Chadabata, she and one of her daughters were taken captive. Idach, Tarte Banta, of the other two daughters, right, Shchiva Chadaminayu, one of them died, Vashavka Yanuka and left a child. Right, so the grandmother had three daughters, one daughter and the grandmother are taken captive. The other two daughters remain. Of the one daughter dies and leaves a child. The third daughter remains. Right, so the third daughter remains without a child. So now what do we got? We've got in captivity a grandmother and a daughter. We don't know what their status is. Out of captivity, we've got a daughter and a grandchild of the other daughter that died. Okay, let's just quickly refresh the mind. If the grandmother died, not the grandmother, let's say the grandmother dies. So who inherits now the grandmother? So we don't know about the third daughter who's in prison, correct? We don't know if she died or not. See, if she's alive, then each daughter essentially would inherit her equally, and the grandchild who's living would get the third, which was his mother's or her mother's, correct? If the grandchild, if the mother, the grandmother died, and the daughter in prison also died, so they need two children to inherit the mother. The one, the mother died, so the grandchild gets it. The other surviving daughter would get half. So the question now is, the grandmother, if we know the grandmother died, does the grandchild get a third and the daughter get a third and we leave the one remaining third because there's still a child alive in captivity? Once we know that, do we say no, the other daughter might be also dead and now the grandchild gets two, gets a half and the mother gets a half? So that's the question going on now. So that's the story. So now the girl, Amar Abaya, Heichi Navid. So Abaya says, what do we do here? And how do we act? What do we do over here now with Yerusha? Look at Rashi, Heichi Lavad, Benich said the Safta, She'en on Yodim, Im Kayemet Nimet, Rev Shad Lavad Dead. So he said, like this, Lokmina Lenich Seh Beyad Adachta. Right? Let's put all the assets Beyad Adachta. In the one sister, right, who's alive? Look at Rashi. Hilchat the Kerash Bag. The Kamle Shmuel Kavate. So over here, put all the assets in the hand of the Achot. What? Why? We'll see the Mamla. We'll go back to Rashi Bag in a second. Because the Dilma Shchiva. So maybe the Safta died. Look at Rashi. But yes, the cut and chelik behind Shehem Shel Machmat Imo. Right, because maybe the child's got assets there from his mother. Or Shem Chatzian Shelo. Shem Meitu Shtechu. Maybe half is his. Because the other daughter also died. We're not sure. That's Abaye's question. But on the other hand, so that's so why does he say put it all with the sister? Because he says, V'ein moridin karu nichsei katan. And now we can't give the katan. V'ein moridin karov lenichsei katan. On the other hand, if the woman died and now all the half the assets belong to the katan, the sister is an achot, that auntie is an achot, is a karov, and we can't make a karov apotropos for nichsei katan. Everybody with me? That's our problem, right? Because it all depends. Bottom line, we know we're going to do because how do we do this deal with the katan? So nok mina nichsei biyada dianuka, nok mina le nichsei biyada dianuka. Right? Maybe we should give the kid the assets because dima lo shchivas after emudin katan nichsei shavu. But then we got another problem because if the grandmother didn't die, so we can't have a kid like we saw a moment ago looking after assets of a shavu of a person in captivity. So Abaye says, what do we do? We don't know whether to give the assets to the daughter. Because we can't give the assets to a relative. Or can we, what about the kid? We can't give the assets to a kid because of the grandmother, because she's in captivity. He says, Hilchach Lachas, Palga, half, Yavinelach, we give to the sister. Ve'idach Palga, and the other half, Mokminele Apotropa Liyanuka, we appoint an apotropos for the kid. So Abaye says, basically, we look at it as if the grandmother and the daughter have died. And we're not sure. We give half to the sister to look after. Because it could be half, could be hers, if they're all dead. And the other half, Rabbi appointed apotropos for the kid, because we can't give the kid, can't give the sister look after the kid stuff, because she's a relative. We can't give the kid stuff, because the grandma's alive, and he's a katan on the shavui. Rabbi says, no. Rabbi says, Migod, mokmin an apotropos lepalga. Mokmin an apotropos lidach palga. Once we're already appointing an apotropos for half, says Rabbi, let's appoint an apotropos for the whole story. Right? So Lesof, what Gemara says in the end, what happened? Shamu Lashivas, I heard that the grandmother died. So I'm Rabbi, so Rabbi's like, okay, now I know the grandmother's dead. So I'm not about the sister, right? I know about the mother. Gurashi, Shamu Lashivas after Lesof Shamu Shemaita Skaina Valabat, She Nishbait Lo Shamu, they never heard anything about the daughter. I must have looked at a Masi. Right? They never heard anything about the daughter. So I'm Rabbi, Tilta Yavin Lachas, a third we're going to give now to the daughter, because the mother's dead now, she's entitled to her third. Vatilta Yavilan Leyanuka. And a third we give to the grandchild. Why? Because his mother's dead, the grandmother's dead, so a third of it is his. Straightforward. Now the question is the other third, about the sister we don't know about. So it says, Yavinan Danka Laachta. We're going to give half. Right? Danka is like a half of the sixth. We're going to give half of a. What language, Danka? Anybody recognize the language? It sounds like some foreign language, like a Danka, I don't know. A Danka, Russian. Says, I think a Danka is a six. Rashi says, Stut, yes. Chatzi Ashlish, half of a third. Right, Yavina, Danka la'acht. So we give a half of the remaining third to the sister. Ve'idach Danka, Mokil la'apotropa le'yanuka. We appoint an apotropos for the kid. Right, look at Rashi here. How will you look at it? If the sister's dead, is she going to get any? He says, yeah, we pass in like Rabbi Shimon Gabbas in the very beginning, so you can't put a relative to look after a shavu. Right? Sorry, I said that a little bit wrong in the beginning. No, we saw it at the end of yesterday's daf. We said there was a machloket Tanaim. Rabbi said, "Machloket Tanaim, the Haroya Nichsei Shavui, Ein Motzin Oto Miyado, and the Haroya Nichsei Natushim Motzin Oto Miyado." And Rashbag said, "No, that a Shavui is like a Natush. You can let them have relatives be there. You can have a. You can. You can. So that's what he says over here. So again, he says over here, Abaye, you give half to the sister, a third to the a half to the sister, and then a half of a third." No. A third to the kid. Half to the sister, because she can't be an apotropos for her sister. Vidach danke, an apotropos for the yaruk for the kid. Shrava says, no, again, me gordon mokim apotropos le danka. He says, mokinam apotropos le idach danka. He says, I don't understand. If that's the case, already you appointed apotropos to the other third as well. Why are you splitting up? Once you have promised for that third, give it all to that third. And that's how the Gemara seems to be the halacha lemaaseh. Halacha like Rava. So what you do, you give a third to the sister, a third to the son, and the next third will go to an apotropos. Okay, the green is a story over here. Mari bar Isaac atalei achami bei Chozai. Listen to this. Mari bar Isaac had a brother that arrived from bei Chozai. Now, where was his brother coming from? Look at Rashi. Atle bei Chozai. Shalach aviv le bei Chozai. His father had gone to bei Chozai and Asash and married a woman there. V'yaldelo ach, zeh, he had a child there. V'chazar mari lekale. Mari bar Isaac came back to where he was. Now, the father's assets were where Mari Barachi was. His long-lost brother, from half-brother from his father, arrives in town and says, listen, I want my half back. Give me half. So he said, I don't even know who you are. What do you want from me? Never heard of you. So they come to Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, no. Says, what, look, fair enough, he made a good statement, he never recognized you. Why? Because he quotes the pasuk, "V'yakir Yosef edechav, v'hem lo hikiruhu." When Yosef's brothers arrived, the pasuk says that Yosef recognized, but they never recognized him. Why didn't they recognize him and he recognized them? Melamed sheyatza b'lo chatim matzaka. When Yosef left, never the beard, he was a young kid. Uba b'chatim matzaka, but now when they came, he had a chatim matzaka. So he, when he arrived to Rashi, he said, "Vayakeres v'yachem." Rashi said, "Sheyatza mehem ayukulam chatim matzaka." They all had beards. Hem lo hikiruhu. Sheyatza me'etzlam b'lo chatim matzaka. Uba b'chatim matzaka. So when Tamei got to Mitzrayim, Yosef was now the grown-up guy. He had a big beard. When he left, he had a beard, a little baby with a clean-shaven face. But he recognized the brothers because they all had beards then. So he recognized them and didn't recognize him. So it's the same thing. Amale. He says to him, go bring witnesses that you're his brother. So Amale, iti sade v'dachle minei, the gavra alimahu. So I've got witnesses, but they're scared to give testimony. Why? Because this over here, this Mari Bar Asik, is a tough guy. They're scared of him. He's a ruffian. They're all petrified to come and give aid. So Amar Leis, he says to Mari, he says, Nuzir Antati said, you got me witnesses now that you aren't his brother. He says, what are you talking about? He knows the halacha. He says, Amar Leis, Dina Haki, that's the law. Isn't it halacha? He wants from me. He's going to bring aid in that if I'm his brother. I don't bring aid if I'm not his brother. So Amar Leis. Who was that they came? Where was it? Rav Chisda. Right, so Rav Chisda says to him, "Hachi dainin nelach ulochol alim edachavrach." Says that's the halacha. Whoever's more violent gets the is in charge. What are you talking about? You can't be a halacha, yeah, but you're a bully. So Amale, so he says to him, "Mari bar Isaac." The lamdan, yeah. He says, "No, what's it going to help?" He says, "Okay, so sof atu sada." I'll bring witnesses. If you don't Messiah, they're not going to win tennis for any hour. Because like you said, they're scared of me. So if they're scared, no one's going to take his side. Right? Look at Rashi. Sof, atu sada, v'lo mesada. Ele kamoti, v'lo kamodach. They're going to testify to me any hour, not like you. So Amar Rav Huna says, no, I don't agree with you. Because ta'te lo avda. He said, when it comes to aiding, they don't do two things. Look at Rashi. What do you mean ta'te lo avda miyiratcha. Yasu echat. O yishtaku. He said, they might not come to give Eidut, but they're not going to come and not keep quiet, but they're not going to come and give Eidut and lie. So he doesn't trust it. Right? So he says, Lo Avda. And then they came and they took, he was a witness, that he was his brother. So Amalei says, Liflo Grinami, mi pardeseu bostini. So he says, now the brother, he doesn't just want half the assets. He wants the Bipar de Seni, Ume Bustani, which is from the Kramim, and the Bustani, Bitanchel Ilanot, like this little, I don't know, this little like shady place in the Jewel, the shuttle. So Amale Shapir Kamalach, Ditnan, he says everything that he's asking is correct. Why? Ditnan Haniach Panim Gedolim Uktanim, Veshbichulim Elchasim, Veshbichulimza. If, he says over here that if a person left older kids and younger kids, and the older kids obviously looked after the assets. Whatever improvements they made get shared between the younger brothers as well. Right? Bottom line over here is that Rav Chisda Aviyah paskin that he should get it. Okay, I think the end of Aviyah will carry on with this all tomorrow.